I love that we're part of a church that truly chooses to pursue what God puts before us. We're not just happy to float through, not just happy to do the same thing as we did 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 40 years ago, 42 years this year, amen. God's hand has been upon us as a church. And I love that we're a church who wants to grow in faith. Anyone with me today? They want to grow in faith? Come on. That we want to grow in our discipleship and ultimately our likeness of Jesus Christ. Because that's the one that we're looking to, amen. You know, Pastor Bevan spoke a couple of weeks ago about Caleb. And spoke about Caleb's spirit. We caught this glimpse of Caleb getting a vision that God had set before him, and he brought it back to God's people. It was a picture of promise, a picture of provision, a picture of blessing. And I'm going to say it again, that we're a church, we're a people, we're individuals who require the same tenacity and the same spirit as Caleb. We, to fulfill the plans that God has before us, we need to set our heart and set our faces towards God to get a picture of what he wants to show us. You know, it says this in Luke 9, verse 51. It says, "Now it came to pass, when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem." This scripture is talking about Jesus. Jesus knew that it was about time for him to go to the cross, about time for him to take on the sin of the world, go to the grave and rise again. And this scripture is like, he knew what was coming, but he steadfastly set his face towards what he was meant to be walking towards. And I want to encourage you today. It says in other versions that Jesus resolutely set out. Jesus was determined. It means that he had intent to walk towards God's ultimate will and plans. And that's what I'm saying to us today. Can we set our faces towards God for another year? Can we resolutely set our faces towards everything that God has for us? May we catch a glimpse of what he wants us to see, of what we're meant to be walking towards. May the generations now and the ones that are to come rejoice that we looked for God's will, that we looked for God's purpose, that we looked for God's plans, and we set our face towards it. May they rejoice that we had the faith to possess everything that God has for us. You know, last week we spoke about the need for godly vision. I'm not going to rehash last week, but today I just want to state this clear again. As it says in Habakkuk, that we are going to write the vision, we're going to make it plain so that we can run with it. Amen. You know, last year, 2025 seems like such a long time ago. Last year, we felt that God called us to grow and exercise our faith to believe that we would have confidence that he would reveal the unseen, that the unseen would be seen. The promises, the healings, the provisions, the providence that God has for us. And I want to encourage you, last year's vision is no longer just a vision. Last year's vision is not gone and forgotten. Last year's vision is deeply instilled within us as a church and as a people. We carry it with us. We don't just go, oh, last year's done, let's move on. No, we carry that vision in us and with us. It's something that we reached out towards and we grabbed hold of in Jesus' name. It has changed us forever as a church. It has changed you forever as a follower of Jesus. It has forever changed and informed us in our discipleship, in our spirituality, and our belief that God's plans will come to pass. So let's move on to 2026. You know, last week I met with the elders, and just to share my heart for the season that we're stepping into, what I believe God's calling us towards. And as we talked and as we looked into the scriptures of this morning, we rejoiced at God's plans for our church. Now, from today onwards, we will be unpacking and unfolding what God has planned for us as a church. And I say this with all sincerity, get ready. Get ready. God is doing good things. In the coming weeks and months, we have some excitingly big declarations for us as a church. And it's going to change our trajectory. And God's good. God's good. So today, I'm just going to state it right out front. Today, the vision for 2026 for us as a church is power and authority. Power and authority. And I believe that God is calling each of us as individuals, calling each of us as a church to grow in our power and authority in Him. Not our own power and authority, our power and authority in Him. You know, whose power and authority? Jesus' power and authority. Whose power and authority? God's power and authority. Power and authority that comes from Him and Him alone. I don't want any other power. I don't want any other authority except the power and authority of Jesus Christ. And I say this over us for this year as we step into this vision. Jesus has all authority. Jesus has all authority. Matthew 28:18 says this, and Jesus came to them. He said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth is given to me. Who gave it to him? His Father. God the Father gave him. Ultimate power and authority is Jesus's. All authority was given to him. And this scripture continues on, 28 verse 19 and 20. And we see that Jesus uses his authority, uses the power that's given him to send his disciples to all the nations, to make disciples, to teach new disciples the ways of Jesus. Jesus was clear to his followers about the transfer of authority that came to him, and then he transferred the authority into every believer to go and do what he's called us to do. You know, in Luke 10:19, some of you will be familiar with this passage. It says, look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk amongst snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you. You know, we look at that and we're like, I'm going to go buy some scorpions. No, please don't go buy some scorpions, because it's not talking about scorpions. It's talking about the enemy. He has given you authority to use, to activate in us and through us all that we're called to do. His authority allows us to walk amongst what's dangerous, spiritually dangerous. And he says to us, I've given you authority that we have this greater authority and power over the enemy, over spiritual principalities and powers. He has given us power and authority. You know, people who receive his authority not only walk in authority, not only present with God's authority, but they walk through seasons that are hard, seasons of spiritual attack, seasons where emotions can get the better of us. But well, no, with his power and his authority, I'm going to walk through this season with boldness and confidence, and allows us to possess and walk in the victory of Jesus. Anyone with me? Anyone have one of those years last year? So there's just things that keep coming up. And so now I'm walking with God's boldness, his power, his authority in Jesus' name. So I say this over us collectively, church, as individuals. Jesus calls us to be empowered and grow in our authority through him. Through him. I just want to encourage you, if you're a Christian, you're like, I'm a Christian. But then things come up and just bombard you through the week. This is your year to lean into Jesus for power and authority. Don't give up. Don't let it wash over you like a tidal wave. It's your year to lean into his power and authority in your life. Jesus gives authority. Jesus gives power. You know, in Luke 24:49, it says this, I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you've been clothed with power from high. This is Jesus speaking. And he's saying to us, my Father promised something. Anyone know what he promised? The Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit is promised from God the Father. I encourage you this year, remain close to him. Remain in proximity to the body of Christ, so that you this year, more than any other year, you can be clothed with power that you have not known before. You've had good years. You've had breakthrough. You've had victories. You've had healing. God's lent in and saved you and snatched you away from the enemy. But this year, let this year be a year of power and authority that you have not known before. If you love Jesus today, Jesus passed on the promise to us. Promised us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit clothes you with power from high, from heaven. I want to encourage you folks that his power and his authority is for purpose. It's not just to make you feel better. Although feeling better is a good thing, amen. But it's not just to make you feel better. Power and authority for purpose. You know, Jesus made this quite clear in the way that he was training up his disciples. And in Luke 9, 1 and 2, we see this picture that he transfers authority. And he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority. Notice what he gives them power and authority over. Does he give them power and authority over people? Does he give them power and authority to exercise manipulation and control? No, he gives them power and authority over demons and to cure diseases. And then he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and heal. The power and authority that we walk in is for purpose, but it's Jesus' purposes. Not our own will, not our own desires, the desires that Jesus has put into us for the kingdom of God to be expanded. That's what we're called to do, amen. Gave his followers power and authority to heal people, to deliver people into spiritual freedom, physical freedom, emotional freedom. This year, we're declaring that we are growing in power and authority for purpose. You're not going to scrape through this year. You're going to rise up in his power and authority and do great purpose for the things of Jesus. We're stepping out. We're being transformed. Amen. Anyone want to be transformed? Come on. Transform inwardly for outward proclamation of the gospel and the healing power of God to flow. God has saved you. I speak this over you, over us. God has saved you, mandated you to grow in his ways, to be a doer of the word. Nothing more powerful than people who are doers of the word. You know, in Acts 1 verse 8, it says this, but you receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Anyone feel called to the ends of the earth? I know there's people in our church who feel called to the ends of the earth. I want to encourage you this year, rise up in power and authority. Fulfill what God has set before you, amen. Anyone feel called to their suburb? Come on, rise up in power and authority this year. Let's be doers of the word. Let's be clothed with the power and authority of the Holy Spirit. See, God hasn't called us to be standers, hasn't called us to be spectators, hasn't called us to be observers. We become a people who testify and declare and reveal the love and wonder of God to others when we're clothed in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let this year, I pray this over all of us, may our tongues be released and set free. May our tongues be released and set free so that we can not stand on the sidelines, we can be right in there at the coalface that God's called us to. I want to share this example with you just to help set where God's leading us. And this example is what happens when disciples receive Jesus' power and authority. You know, in Acts 3, 1 to 10, it says this, and this is Peter and John. And it says this, they went to the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service. As they approached the temple, a man lame from birth was being carried in. Each day he was put beside the temple gate, the one called Beautiful Gate. So he would beg from the people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. Peter and John looked at him intently. Peter said, look at us. The layman looked at them eagerly, expecting some money. But Peter said, I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, get up and walk. Can I encourage you? Peter and John may have had no money, but what's of eternal worth to the people in your world is what you carry. What you do carry is the power of Jesus. What you do carry is the salvation of Jesus. What you do carry is healing to be released through the Holy Spirit. That is what you carry and is of eternal value and importance. Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up. And as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened. Can I encourage you this year in your power authority? You're not just going to speak about the things, but you're going to come and grab him and say, come on, Jesus is calling you up. There is freedom and there is healing. Come on, come to Jesus. There's freedom and healing for you in Jesus' name. He jumped up, stood to his feet and began to walk, then walking, leaping and praising God. You remember that old song? I'm not going to go there. Yes, someone's... Well, the young people are like, eh? What are you even talking about? But he began walking, leaping, and praising God. He went into the temple with them. All the people saw him walking and heard him praising God. When they realized he was the lame beggar that they had seen so often at the beautiful gate, they were absolutely astounded. Who wants to be astounded this year at what God does in the lives of people who don't know him yet? Who wants to be astounded this year when you see people's lives that have just been bound up on the inside, but God just sets people free and releases them into every plan and promise that God has for them? You this year are going to see that happen. Why? Because you're rising up in power and authority. Peter and John, they'd been with Jesus. They'd been given all authority, been baptized in the power of the Holy Spirit. They waited in the upper room as Jesus commanded. They were empowered with authority to give others what Jesus had given to them. It is the same for you and I. We carry the same level of power and authority. You say, well, but I'm not quite there yet. This year, you are going to grow in it in Jesus' name. This year, authority and power will rise in you, set you free so that others can be set free in Jesus' name. Not by riches, but by the power and authority of Jesus. I say this over us collectively. This year you're going to overcome. This year you're going to take ground. This year you're going to forgive and be forgiven. This year you're going to have victories, be refined, be formed deeply, break addictions and chains, and step into the power and authority that God has for your life. This year. I'm not talking about fairy tales. I'm not talking about mystical things. This isn't myth. This is Jesus at work in our lives. So this year, what are you going to declare? What are you going to declare over your year? In my life, in my church, in my world, God, what are you calling me to grow in my power and authority? What are you calling me to grow in my power and authority in personally, in my church life, in the spaces that you want me in and have me in? And I want you, if you haven't already started this morning, I want to encourage you. Can you start to just dwell on what the Holy Spirit is saying to you? If he hasn't already dropped some things into your heart this morning already, what are you calling me to grow in your power and authority? In my life, in my family, in my church, in my world, God, what do you want me to step up and step into? And so I say this, put this question out in front of every single one of you. What do you need his power to overcome? Just a moment of vulnerability. I'm not going to ask anyone to speak it out loud. I'm not going to ask you to stand up and declare it to the room. This is about you and God. God's speaking to you this morning. What do you need his power in to overcome? What stubborn issues need to be broken? What do you need his power in so that you can actively step into purpose? What do you need his authority in so that you look forward and you set your face resolutely to him and don't look back? What do you need to step into with his promises this year within the local church? What do you need to step into this year within the promises and power and authority within the spaces that he's called you to be in? Now, do you need Jesus to form you deeply with humility this year? Because pride is the one thing that's tearing your marriage apart. Whatever God set before you, can I set your face towards it this year? Maybe sometimes we look at it because God reveals it and we're like, yeah, nah. Now, this is the year to set your face towards it. You know what? This year, it's broken. This year, I'm set free. This year, I'm stepping into the power and authority that Jesus has for me. Just as the team comes this morning. And this is what I want to do. We're going to have a little bit more of a response time later on. But before we get to response time around power and authority, if you're in this room today and you don't know Jesus Christ, the first transfer of power and authority that Jesus wants to give you is Him coming, residing in you, in your heart, forgiving you of your sin and setting you free forever into eternity. That's the first transfer of power and authority that Jesus has for you. God sent His Son to the earth to walk amongst us without sin, to go to the cross, go to the grave, and rise again on the third day for the forgiveness of our sin, to restore us into a loving relationship with God the Father. Anyone happy about that this morning? Come on. Come on. The day our lives changed forever. The day our eternity changed forever. And if you don't know Jesus in this room this morning, or you're watching online, you know, godly power and authority isn't the reason to accept Jesus, but it's one of the benefits of knowing Jesus. The reason that we accept relationship in Jesus is it because we're separated from God. We don't know Him personally. We're separated from Him. We can't make our way into eternal life with God in heaven by our own good works, by our own abilities. Only Jesus was able to do that through the cross. So today, this is your opportunity to be known, to be forgiven by God through Jesus Christ, to be known as a son and daughter of God. I say this clearly, hear this clearly, God loves you. God loves you. He cares for you, has a perfect will for you. And this is your moment of responding to God's love, to be known by God. And how do we do that? How do we respond to God's love? The Bible is really clear of how simple yet profound it really is. It says this in Romans 10 verse 9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Simple yet profound. And I want to give you the opportunity, just maybe with the eyes closed for a moment, just to give people some space this morning. Maybe you've never made a decision to follow Jesus. Maybe you've been attending church for forever, but you've never made a decision to follow Jesus. You've been living out your faith through others, living out your faith through parents or family members or friends. This is your moment today to know God personally, to step into everything He's got for you. This is your moment to be known. This is your moment. Holy Spirit, I'm going to give you the opportunity today to respond to the love of God. Receive everything that He has for you. So this morning, while everyone's eyes are closed, heads bowed, if that's you, I'm going to give you the opportunity to say, yeah, that's me. I want everything that God's got for me. And so on the count of three, I'm going to ask you to lift your hand up and put it down if that's you. It's not to embarrass you. It's for you to be able to declare it. Say, yeah, I want what God has for me. I want Jesus in my life. If that's you, on the count of three. One, two, three. Put your hand up if that's you. Yeah, awesome. Anyone else today? Say, yeah, I want God's boldness. I want His power. I want His forgiveness. I want His love. I want to be known by God the Father. And I say, yes, that's me. If you're online today, this is your moment to respond. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. For the individuals who put their hand up this morning, we're going to pray a prayer together. And the church is going to pray this prayer with us. Holy Spirit, pray this prayer after me this morning. Dear God, I thank You that You sent Jesus. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe with my heart that You raised Him from the dead. From this day on, I choose to follow Jesus. I repent of my old ways and I set my face towards You. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, amazing. I'm so happy that you prayed that prayer. But don't leave today without grabbing one of these booklets, and don't leave today without telling someone. If you came with someone, it's like, hey, I prayed the prayer. If you didn't come with someone, come and let me know. I'd love to see it. I encourage you in everything that God's got for you. It doesn't stop here. It starts here. Amen. There's a room full of people who will agree. It starts here and it continues on with everything that God's got for us. In a moment, we're going to do something really similar to what we did last year. We have some cards for you again. And maybe if the team can start handing those cards out, just send them down the aisles. Yep. This is what we're going to do. This card says on it, in 2026, I need and declare God's power and authority in my life, in my church, in my world, for. We're going to have a moment of response in a little bit. It could be, I'll put some words out there just so you can sort of see where we're going today. Because I'd hate for you to write down, I want a new phone. Great, but you don't need power and authority for a new phone. You need to go to work. I need God's power and authority, and I declare it. I need it for victory, for healing, for restoration, for open doors, for my marriage, for community outreach, for personal healing, for healing from emotional issues, for my career, for my university, for sharing Jesus, for long-term stubborn issues, for sharing healing. Whatever Jesus is speaking to you about, whatever you want victory in and power and authority in and over to step out into, to be set free of, this is what where we're aiming today. And so this is what we're going to do. The team's going to come. They're going to lead us in a song. And you don't have to sing along. You can just listen in the presence of God. But can I invite you just for a moment, just to stand to your feet. The reason I want you to stand to your feet, that if you sit down, you're going to think real hard and try and write some stuff. We need to set our face towards Jesus. The vision is power and authority. But we need to set our face to Him. So, God, what are you speaking to me about through this? Amen? Let's go, team.
We pray that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.